This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mitch Lawrence is back on the bench from NBA Radio, Forbes, and Sporting News to talk NBA Rack. How you doing, Mitch?
Back where I belong. How you doing, all right?
My man. So I guess KD came to New York for an MRI. Yeah. What did you think when you saw him drop again last night?
Oh, as soon as when he dropped and grabbed that leg and then and the back of his, you know, he goes down, he grabs the back of his foot, his leg, and then he points to the bench. That's when you knew, yeah, this is Achilles time and he's done. And has he played his last game for the Warriors? But he's definitely out, you know. And then you're just thinking, wow, what happened here? Because it seems like from what Bob Meyer said after the game when he almost broke down, they obviously cleared him, and that he mentioned the fact that here Kevin Durant had his own people. The inference was that his own medical people he had consulted with had MRIs, had multiple exams. They also cleared him. So who's at fault? That's the big thing now. Everybody wants to assign blame. Bottom line is Kevin Durant's a big boy. He's a man. He's 30 years old, right? He decides when he wants to play. He decided he wanted to play last night, whether he got pressured or whatever. The decision came down to him, and he made the wrong move.
So, I mean, why is it that everybody wants to blame or take blame for it? I couldn't agree more. I had said to someone that, you know, he practiced twice. He did the shoot around. He was fine. When the game started, he jumped up off of the bench and, you know, 15 feet in the air. He seemed fine.
The way he played last night, I'm sitting there going, he's drilling shots, and he's giving everybody, you know, he's telling everybody, letting everybody know, this is what the Warriors, we expected them to be in the finals. If he were healthy, they would have beaten Toronto in five games, right? Because he takes the Warriors from one level and makes them an elite team, maybe an all-time team. He had no problems until that move. So, I mean, it's just an unfortunate deal. But everybody wants to assign blame because what's going on in the series? We're seeing how Kawhi Leonard, who, you know, had a bit, you know, he had a falling out obviously with the Spurs that led to his trade because he didn't like the way they treated him and his injury. Now we're seeing, well, somebody must be at fault here because we're still trying to figure out, some of us, where we're still looking at, were the Spurs at fault? Was Kawhi, you know, this whole thing about Kawhi Leonard. So there's, and load management. And now Kevin Durant, who played 78 games, you see what he's gone through with some key injuries here in the playoffs. While Kawhi, who did the load management in this 22-game, Scott, he basically came out and said the other day, hey, the reason I'm able to play in the finals is because I sat out these games. So this is the hot-button issue in the NBA. This is the thing where players are now going to be extra careful about expending themselves in the regular season to save themselves for the playoffs. Why? Look what happened to Kevin Durant versus what happened to Kawhi Leonard.
So let me ask you now, what do you think happens with his summer free agency? Will he take the player option or will he go and cut a deal with someone else like the Knicks?
I think the Knicks are going to give him the full deal that they can. The Knicks are a desperate team. James Dolan is a desperate owner. They have never had a player like Kevin Durant before for their team, the top player in the league, through their history. And so they have a chance to get one now. And I think the Kevin Durant, look, it's possible he could stay at Golden State for, what, the $36 million. It's also quite possible there's always been the talk, the smoke, that he is going to come to New York, that there's some sort of a wink-wink deal in place already. And I think the Knicks, even with him having them, let's say he misses the majority or all of next season, they would still make that move because James Dolan wants to have a big-time player at the Garden, the number one player in sports, because the Knicks have been such a disaster. He would be willing, I believe, to wait a year to make sure that he can get Kevin Durant back, even with no guarantee of what he's getting when Kevin Durant would take the court for the Knicks. I still think they've got a great chance to get Kevin Durant.
Wow. So you know, obviously you're saying that you think they'll get him anyway and wait for 2 years for him to play. He's going to miss a year.
Yeah.
He's going to miss a year. It would seem to me.
Yeah.
And then so what kind of deal would they give him after that fact? So how many years would he get?
He get a 4-year deal at the full amount would be. You know, Golden State's deal would be 200. It wouldn't be 200 million. It would be 4 years, 140, 150 million. Yes, I think that is definitely would be on the table. I don't know if they'll take it, but the Knicks are a desperate team because they're so dysfunctional and they have been so bad. And they want what does the Knicks want to do? Forget about winning. They talk about winning and culture. They want to sell tickets and they want to have people, the celebrities, come to see the stars at the Garden. Who's the last star he had? Carmelo Anthony. Kevin Durant is much better than Carmelo Anthony. He's a 2-time final MVP. He's a regular season MVP. I'm telling you. Jim Dolan would love to have Kevin Durant, and I'm sure that he would be the driving force behind the Knicks making this move to bring Durant in. And like I said, there are a lot of people who already think this deal is done.
So do you think, Mitch Lawrence with us, do you think that, so a 4-year deal and he'd only play for 3?
Yeah, I think the Knicks would sign on for that right now. They're ready to. I mean, how bad have things been in the Garden? They never got Kobe Bryant. They never got LeBron James. They never get anybody of real consequence to make them a championship team. They're all of a sudden going to back off because he might miss 1 year. He's only 30 years old, so he'll start playing for the Knicks when he's 32. I think that's right up Jim Dolan's alley. I told you before, with LeBron James, if he ever wanted to force his way out of Los Angeles, if he was tired of what was going on there, he won't do that because he wants to be in L.A. because he likes the lifestyle. But I'm telling you, when all that smoke started to come out about LeBron James, would he be willing to move? I guarantee you, I thought that Jim Dolan would call Jeannie Buss up to at least inquire about that. That's the way he thinks about the Knicks. He wants a big-time star in the Garden.
So I saw your article on all the GMs that of these teams, et cetera, Nuggets, Clippers, that have Pelicans that have never won at all.
Right, the teams that haven't been to a finals yet.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So the Pelicans get Griffin down there, and they get Zion, and now the featured flavor of the day is what kind of deal are they going to pull off for Anthony Davis? Where do you think he's going? And so it sounds to me like you're convinced Durant's the Knicks guy, and they're not going to go after – I mean, they can't do – they can't get Anthony Davis and Durant. I mean, you got to be kidding me. What world are we living in?
Exactly. I don't know if they have the assets. Obviously, the number 3 pick is the best asset the Knicks have because that's the thing that would entice the Pelicans. They would lead they'd need a lot more. Kevin Knox, guys like that, Mitchell Robinson, they're not moving the needle for David Griffin down there in New Orleans. They'd have to somehow get a third team involved. So Anthony Davis, I think he will be on the move. It sounds like David Griffin is telling teams what he needs in terms of star players, in terms of draft picks, et cetera. Boston has loved Anthony Davis for the longest time. I don't know if they're going to go all in to get Anthony Davis if Kyrie Irving is going to be in Brooklyn. That doesn't make any sense for them. You know Anthony Davis wants to be a Laker. You know LeBron wants him to be out there. But there again, they might have to get a third team involved because they might not have enough for David Griffin. Look, he's not going to take Lonzo Ball. There's no durability there. He can't stay on the court. Brandon Ingram's coming off a blood clot issue. You know, that's a problem. So it's going to have to be a multiple-team deal to get what he needs for Anthony Davis. But I think Anthony Davis is on the way out. He doesn't want to be there. And the longer you hold on to him, it makes it worse for your team.
Do you think, so you said Kyrie and the Nets, there's no way that you believe that you think he's going there, or do you think there's a chance the Knicks could also get him then wait for a year for Durant and have Kyrie there?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a chance. I mean, obviously, the interesting thing, the fallout from last night was, gee, what do you think Kyrie's thinking when he sees Kevin Durant go down? Because these guys have been linked to the Knicks. They've been linked to the Nets, whether you want to believe that or not. Now, Kyrie Irving likes the idea of going to play in Brooklyn. He grew up a Nets fan. He could, you know, his problems that he had in Boston with young players there, the Nets are of the belief, from what I'm hearing, that maybe it was just a bad mix. They're not turned off by that. You know, here's the deal, Scott, as you know. Talent trumps all. If Kyrie Irving had problems in Boston, the Nets are still going to look at it as, hey, he's only 26, 27 years old. He's not a lost cause when it comes to this stuff. He could still be a hell of a player and take us to the next level. Could he still come to the Knicks with Kevin Durant? I still think that's an option. We'll see, but you know, who knows at this point. But it is interesting that Kyrie Irving is impacted, obviously, by this Durant thing because they've been linked together for so long.
And he's still got, obviously, mad game. What do you remember most about the Jordan flu game 22 years ago today against the Jazz? You remember that?
Yeah, well, we were there. I was there. A lot of people thought he ate some bad food, that it wasn't the flu. But he was definitely under the weather. And the guy put on a classic performance. You know, got to be, first of all, this just tells you all you needed to know about Michael Jordan. There's no load management. There's no rest. This is a final situation where you're playing for the championship. You'd have to basically drag him off the court for him not to play. And he was just, you know, unbelievable. But, you know, that's how Michael Jordan was wired. Nothing was going to stop him from winning titles when he started to get on the roll in the 90s and then dominated that decade. And I'm always of the firm belief that even if he didn't leave basketball to go play baseball for a couple of years, if he would have stayed, he would have won 8 straight titles. I don't care about the Houston Rockets winning back-to-back, you know, in that situation. I still think that Jordan would have found a way to beat Hakeem Olajuwon head up, straight up, and he would have gone 8 for 8 in the next game.
That's crazy. Last but not least, Mitch, game 6 at Oracle Thursday night. Who do you like?
I'll tell you what. Wouldn't it be amazing if the Warriors lost this game and lost 3 games at Oracle to close this out and lost the series after such a great performance in Game 5? I'm a little worried about them in terms of this. Every night, they are struggling to score. Now, not Game 5 because they had Durant and DeMarcus Cousins, but to start this game, Game 6, you know, they're going to have to get huge games from Curry and Thompson. And after that, who are you going to depend on as your third scorer, your fourth scorer? DeMarcus Cousins is going to have to step up. The one thing I will say is that in the 2 wins in this series, they've got these what I call June wins, Scotty. The close games, they out-execute Toronto down the stretch. Why? Because they've done it in the past. They've got championships under the belt, and Toronto doesn't do it. And you got Nick Nurse calling ridiculous timeouts, killing his team's momentum when you're only supposed to call timeouts to kill the other team's momentum. I think I give Toronto a great shot to bounce back. It wouldn't be surprising if they won. It's kind of a flip of a coin game right now because Toronto, obviously, we'll see how they recover mentally from a crushing home loss when they could have wrapped it up if they did anything right in the last 3 minutes of that game. And we'll see if Golden State can actually find some other guys to score. It's very hard to tell. I'll give a slight edge to Golden State because they are home.
My man, Mitch Lawrence, killer stuff as always. Thanks for coming on the bench, brother.
See you later.
All right, Mitch Lawrence of NBA Radio, Forbes, and Sporting News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.